We've got two really great panel members, Steve Coonan, a former PTO commissioner for examination policy, who was here for years, and now he's been in private practice for years. He's heavily focused and very familiar with the topic. We've also got Matthew Sked from PTO, very familiar with 101, the agency's guidelines, what have gone into our guidelines, the current case law that's influenced the guidelines, and they're going to give you a discussion and an update on that topic. In fact, the formal description here says, the panel will provide a review of the PTO plan to update the patent examination guidelines on patent subject matter eligibility based on public comments. The agency had received public comments more than once on this topic, and this is an opportunity for the agency, as well as Mr. Coonan, to kind of discuss that. There's also going to be a survey of the recent Federal Circuit case law on eligibility, which will be of interest. And I guess there's some pending legislation on this topic as well, right? And you guys are going to talk about that too? All right. Now, do you think they both have, you know, impressive resumes, and I'm not going to sit here and recite the resumes, but I urge you to go ahead and consult their, you know, bios or descriptions. But you guys, you want to come on up? I'm bringing you up a minute or two early, which gives you plenty of time, but it's a 1 hour presentation, and I'll let you know when you're getting close to that 1 hour, okay?
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you? As Bill pointed out, my name is Matthew Sked. I work in the Office of Patent Legal Administration here at the PTO. So I know it's very early, and we got a very loaded topic of Section 101. I know it can be dry at times, and it's early. I'm just hope that you appreciate not trying to fall asleep in the next hour. My boss's boss is sitting right over there, and I want to look good. So if you can all kind of just stay awake and stay interested, I really appreciate it. So thank you very much. This morning we're going to be talking about 101, as Bill pointed out. Let me move forward in the slides. And so how we're going to address this, I'm going to talk for the first half or so. I'm going to discuss, where the PTO has been, where the PTO currently sits, and where we potentially may go from here. And then I'll turn it over to Stephen, who's going to give a discussion of the recent case law and give some practice tips for prosecution and litigation. And then hopefully we'll have a few minutes at the end. We can take some questions from you. Okay, so let's begin. So as I said, we're going to talk about where we've been and where we're planning to go. So I'll talk about what our current eligibility guidance is and how it kind of got there. I'll talk about some of our current programs, such as the Deferred Subject Matter Eligibility Response Pilot or the DSMER program. I'll talk about the Patent Eligibility Jurisprudence Study, as well as our recent RFC and the comments we received to that. So I'd like to begin talking about, 101 in general, just so we're all on the same baseline before we start getting into more interesting discussions. So why are we here today? We're here today because of Section 101, right? 35 U.S.C. 101, which lays out, what types of things can be patentable and which types of things cannot be patentable. Now, it lays out the four statutory categories in invention, right? Process, machine, manufacture, composition, and matter. But the courts have interpreted this over the past 150 plus years to have an inherent kind of exception to that, right? The exceptions are abstract ideas, laws of nature, natural phenomena. So we have things that may fall neatly within those four statutory categories, but they still may fall within an exception, and they're not eligible for patent. Now, we've had a lot of jurisprudence over this. As I just said, we have 150 years of cases. We go back to O'Reilly versus Morse, Proctor versus Tillman back in the 1800s. But our guidance here at the PTO and a lot of the litigation today is really focused on the cases that happened in the 70s and 80s and the recent cases about 10 years ago, right? So we had the cases from the 70s and 80s with Benson, Fluke, Deere, and Chakrabarty, and more recent cases in 2010, 2014, which is Bilski, Mayo, Myriad, and Alice. Now, we've had a lot of Federal Circuit cases interpreting these. I think we're over 100 written decisions since Alice on 101. We've had a lot of jurisprudence in this area. And based upon that jurisprudence, the USPTO puts together examination guidance, right? We have almost 9,000 patent examiners here. We develop guidance in the office how we want those patent examiners to examine patent applications. And throughout the years, we've had a lot of guidance documents that we put out, even before Bilski, but more recently, we've had the IEG in 2014. We had the update in 2015. We've had a lot of memos on Berkheimer case, EnFish. We had the pay that came out in 2019, the update later that year. All these materials have been kind of put into the MPEP, MPP 2100, specifically 2106 is where the majority of the information can be found.